Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carlin, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America, one of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by VBS Radio, its staff, or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list. My update was hacked into, the software is finally fixed, and within the next couple of days, I'm going to send out one of the most important updates I've ever sent out, a Google book that is going to bring the vaccination house down. So if you're not signed up yet, please do so tonight. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website, and I much prefer calls rather than emails because I'm getting too many emails to respond to all of them. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself. For we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing, especially with a legion of disinformers out there. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call in are listed on the bbsradio.com website, Station 2, and include the following: toll-free USA and Canada, 888-228-4494, toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. Every week I will answer the question, what's healing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. So please spread the word about these broadcasts. And remember, as Voltaire stated, we are not only responsible for what we do, but also for what we don't do. In other words, folks, silence is consent. I thank the Americans Bulletin for sponsoring this show. The Americans Bulletin is one of the last bastions of a non-controlled, non-corporate press. Recent issues have carried articles on the planned use of water as a weapon of mass destruction, the true purpose behind the Social Security number, whether or not taxes are legal, how the financial system has been tweaked to make you a slave of the state, and what you can do about it. Alternative health, the vaccination issue, and a whole lot more. So please subscribe to the Americans Bulletin by visiting the website, AmericansBulletin.com, or by calling 541-773-2756. And I'm very excited that they're going to be carrying a story about what happened to my son Joey because of what I do within the next couple of issues. I would like to remind you that I'm also now on www.republicbroadcasting.org, every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern time for 2 hours. So this is working out very well. So people can listen during the day or during the night, whatever's easiest for them. I just want to mention that last week I had my new dog escape right before the show. So I did not do a live show, but I'm very grateful to BBS Radio for playing in the archive that I did with Dr. Puffnagel. But please go to RBN to hear Bob Bertrand, my show, What's Ailing America, Lawyers as Public Servants, and talking about the Federalist Papers that aired last week, because he was going to be my guest on last Thursday as well. You need to know that information, folks. And also, please listen to the show I did on RBN yesterday with Patrick Jordan, entitled What's Ailing America, Vaccinations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction. I'm hooking up with so many people that have important information for you, it's not always possible for them to always appear on both broadcasts. Lastly, I just want to mention there's going to be a very big meeting in Sturgis, South Dakota from July 2nd to July 6th. Ron Paul will be there. I will be a speaker, Janet Phelan, and many others. Please go to revolutionforfreedom.com. That's revolution, the number for freedom.com. So on tonight's show, we're going to be talking again with one of my favorite guests, Chris Barr, a nutritional historian, and he does my show the first Thursday of every month. Are you there, Chris?
I am here, Dr. Carley.
Well, before we get going, I just want to mention a couple other things. Yesterday in Washington, D.C., I don't know if you know about this, Chris, they had this rally by Generation Rescue and TACA, Talk About Curing Autism. And basically, these minions are just talking about the mercury thing. And when I did a talk in April in Chicago to almost 1,000 people, it's my biggest audience yet, those two groups were co-sponsoring the lecture until they found out that I was the main speaker, and they ordered the chiropractor that introduced me to say that they don't necessarily agree with my information. So there was a picture today in the Charlotte Observer of Jim Carrey waving to the media, and it says, comedian gets serious. And he's got a shirt on, green our vaccine. Isn't that cute, Chris? What's a green vaccine? How do you make a bottle full of germs clean?
You don't.
I know. I'm just putting that out there because it's so unfortunate. These groups are huge, and if they would just get on our page, because Chris has been talking the same talk I've been talking for a very long time. And isn't it sad that these groups have to become disinformers and not telling the people what's really going on, because we could reach critical mass so much faster and stop this Holocaust. And lastly, the last thing I want to mention, this cracked me up. This was in my local paper here, the Charlotte Observer, on Saturday, May 24th, 2008. Guess what, Chris? We have a teacher accused of giving out vitamins to his third graders. He was arrested and suspended from his job for giving out vitamins to three students that weren't doing very well before their exam. You can't make this stuff up.
I can only sigh.
I know. It's quite amazing. And did you know Pfizer's developing a brain tumor vaccine? This was mentioned.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah,
isn't that taking advantage of the Kennedy news.
Right. Of course, brain tumors, like all cancers, are caused by vaccines, but whatever. I mean, it's just so amazing. There's so many things in the news, including a story in Medical News Today out of Philadelphia. They've been injecting monkeys with vaccines, and they're developing behavioral symptoms of autism. Isn't that surprising? You know, they experiment on the human children first, and then once the human children kill certain things, then they decide to experiment on animals. But anyways, what have you got to share with us today? I know that you're always a wealth of information type guy. What exciting things have you learned about in your travels lately?
Well, lately I've been really excited about probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been in the news a lot lately. I don't know about all of a sudden, but in the last year there has been a growing amount of studies in the mainstream medical and science journals related to probiotics and their shock at the value that these may have or appear to have. In fact, right in your neck of the woods, think it was Duke University last year, said that they had discovered a purpose for the appendix, that it is actually a refortification center for probiotic beneficial bacteria, the friendly flora, that any healthy digestive system has, and that most people don't have much of because very few people have healthy digestive systems.
Wait a minute. You mean the white-coated gods have finally realized that every part of our body given to us by our Creator has a function?
Well, not every part. They just found the appendix.
Just so you know, as you know, I was trained as a surgeon, and, you know, the motto in surgery was if you do any abdominal procedure, you always take out the appendix just because you're there. I don't know if you're aware of that. Why not?
Yes, I am aware of that.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Carley, I'm going to call on your medical expertise and your medical training in part of this because there's been a lot on probiotics. I've been very excited about it. And then over the weekend, I had a dramatic, tremendous improvement in a short period of time in a young boy with autism. Now, one of the things about autism that doesn't get talked about is it's very common for them to have, for those who are autistic, to have bowel issues, such as inflammatory bowel disease and you know, various bowel issues. It's not talked about.
Let me just mention, because the measles virus, that's one of the most important places that it hides is in the Peyer's patches, which is the lymphoid tissue within the gut. Not to mention the fact that these children have always been loaded with antibiotics, and so, of course, they've got systemic yeast. So those are the two main issues. But, yes, go ahead.
Well, I was going to cover that, but you beat me to it.
Sorry?
Because as you very well know and have documented better than anybody else, there are two primary mechanisms of damage from vaccinations, and that is by improper immune response invoked by the poisons of vaccination in the immune system and by reactions in the gut. And since autism is a disease of vaccination and only a disease of vaccination in total, not any one particular one or component of them, there would be, and there is, a dramatic infectious and bowel issue with those that have autistic disorders. And, of course, this isn't talked about for the same reason that senior citizens don't talk about wearing Depends. But it is a fact nonetheless. Well, I've had a family that I've been taking care of grandma's diabetes for quite some time. And, you know, they're real medically based, real traditional folks. But she finally started using the whole food chromium with tremendous results, as is standard procedure. And it's been going on for several years. And her daughter has a son, this grandchild, with autism. And she's a very attentive mother. But I'd heard through the years, and I'd kind of talk with them a little here and there. I've given them your name probably a dozen or two dozen times, you know, but again, they're very medically stuck on things. And finally, 2 months ago, I talked a little more again about probiotics because of the trouble this boy has with, you know, soiling himself on almost a daily basis and having a whole lot of other bowel issues, even more than I even realized until this last weekend. And finally, a month and a half ago, Mom said, well, next time you come, bring some. And I have one that you can't find hardly anywhere, and it's superior to almost every other one, called Flora 2014. And so I brought it in a month ago. Now, I knew it would make a difference, and a noticeable difference. Now, I didn't know one bottle in 1 month how much, but I knew, but I didn't tell them, hey, this will fix things, but I did say, see if this gives some help, so that then they could not have too high expectations and be amazed at whatever results they had. Well, I got a call from her at the end of last week, and I actually had been out for several days and had just gotten in and didn't really want to go anywhere, but they happened to be about 15 miles up the road, and she noted that she'd stopped giving him two every morning and was giving him the past week only one every morning because she was almost out. noted she had skipped that morning, so she only had two left, one for each day of the weekend. And, you know, I called her up, and she said she wanted to get some more, and she'd see me next week. But I thought, you know, that means she's going to go without it again on Monday morning before I can get to them. So I just got on my horse and hustled down there and found out that he's in this past month, he has gone from having basically daily severely soiled underwear and often multiple in one day to having only three underwear in the whole month. Which only had what she called skid marks, just barely problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then noted that he also didn't have the stringiness, small pebbles. He had normal type bowel movements, which she can't ever remember him having. Now, mind you, this was an extraordinary response. The responses he received, I wouldn't be surprised at over a period of time. But all of the responses he received within days and over the course of a month were normal over time, but in his case, extraordinary. She also said that anyone couldn't go into the bathroom after he did use the bathroom on the occasion that he managed to get to the bathroom. So they couldn't get in there because the stench was so great. And she said, I'm not kidding, you couldn't breathe. She said, now you can't even tell that he's used the bathroom after he's through because the odor is gone. Well, this is where I'm going to call on your medical training
okay,
expertise.
Okay, before you do, I have two questions for you. First of all, how old is he, Chris?
He is 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask that because this is very common. I have autistic children of all ages. I've reversed over 2,000 cases, and this is one of the hardest things for the parents to deal with. Imagine having a 11, 12-year-old that's basically in diapers. I mean, this is like, so this is a huge improvement for him. And I also wanted to ask you, is this a refrigerated probiotic? Because from my understanding, it's very important for the organisms to be refrigerated for them to be very potent.
Yes, it is a refrigerated. There are one or two stabilized products that I've heard good reports about, but I know the good reports of this one through many, many years.
Right.
And yes,
okay.
It is a refrigerated product.
Excellent. I just want to point that out to the listeners so that they know how important that is. Okay, so what do you want to ask me?
Well, this mother then noted to me she had gone to their monthly appointment with the neurologist. And she said she had asked him about probiotics and that he gave her a blank stare. Now, mind you, a couple of days ago, there was a mainstream news story from Reuters that used the word probiotics in the opening line. And this was not a science journal. This was just the news. But
right.
This white coat gave her a blank stare.
Well, that's why I was laughing to myself when you said you were going to call on my medical expertise, because I never learned about this in medical school either, but go ahead.
Well, that was part of my question. She
right.
said, she said, I didn't really know how to proceed other than I said, well, it's supposed to replenish good bacteria in the intestines. She said, at that point, he said, oh. And then she told him the results she had had, and he said, well, I don't know any reason why that would interfere with any of his protocols, so since you're getting those results, I guess you can go ahead and keep up with that. So my question for you was, don't they at least in anatomy and physiology at least address that there are beneficial bacteria in the intestines? I mean, I know they don't understand the importance of it, but isn't it at least addressed?
Well, this is one of the most amazing things because I've kept all my notes from medical school, and as I moved many times since I graduated from medical school, I often wondered to myself, self, why are you dragging this stuff around with you? But now, of course, I know why I was prompted to keep it because I often go back and find the lies and see exactly what we were taught. And yes, in fact, we were taught that there's good bacteria in the gut, and it's very, you know, involved with digestion. And I think they actually even did mention that antibiotics are involved with killing the good bacteria. But you see, you're very sleep-deprived in medical school, and once you get done with medical school and you go into whatever specialty you go into and you get that that holy prescription pad, you know, it's all about the prescriptions, and you don't learn anything alternative. As I've mentioned many times, I had 10 hours of nutrition and two years of pharmacology, and the nutrition was 4 hours of the goodness of milk, 4 hours on the four basic food groups, which is another scam, and 2 hours on how vitamins give expensive urine. But this does not surprise me, Chris, because this happens time and time again with me as well, because everything I do now I learned on my own. And whenever some amazing thing happens and the person goes to their white coat and mentions it, they always say, well, keep on doing it if you're getting good results. But basically, you know, I don't want to know what you're doing. Because they're very arrogant, and they become threatened when the lowly patient knows something they don't know, and especially if it's working. That's not, you know, good for business.
Well, that's why I had to laugh when he just gave a blank stare on probiotics. So your explanation explains that for me, that
right.
He didn't know that term, which is amazing for
right.
a medical professional.
Right, no, they don't teach that term at all. That we learn antibiotics only, not probiotics. We know that there's good beneficial bacteria in the gut, but we don't know that they're called probiotics. And I just want to mention to the listeners so that they know where they can get your excellent products, because Chris teaches about a whole line of excellent products, and I suggest them and teach them to all my clients. And I think the best site to probably order them from is choosetobehealthy.com, right, Chris?
Except for the floor that they have to get through me. Because
okay.
nobody carries that.
Well, how can you send it refrigerated? Is that what you do?
No, because it if it's not refrigerated, leaving it sitting out for days or even a week or two doesn't cause it to go bad.
Break down. Okay.
It just causes a loss over. If you left it out for weeks, it would cause a dramatic loss in the probiotics.
Okay.
So they can be shipped. I keep mine in the freezer. And I only take them out when I have an order for them, so I
excellent
take them places
idea.
To ship them.
So by the time it gets there, it's just barely starting to thaw out. Okay, well,
yep.
I know how hard you are to reach. You're about as hard as me. So if people wanted to order that from you, what would be the best way for them to go about doing so?
Send an email to notadoc@notadoc.org.
Okay.
And for your listeners, if they identify, this is from Dr. Carly. This is a product that's, I think it's $36 or $38, something like that,
mm-hmm.
for a bottle. And I will provide your listeners with a bottle for $35, including shipping.
Wow.
Anytime in the next week. Yeah, that, I'll say by the weekend. I'm not even going to make it till next week. They got to act fast on this if they want to get the premier probiotic. I mean,
okay.
there's so many things about this.
Wait, let me
but,
just
I want to finish up with this.
The name of it, Chris, it was Flora 2014.
Flora
right?
2014, because
okay.
it contains 20 billion per veggie cap of 14 different strains of lactobacilli.
Wow.
Most Flora products only have one or two or three, and occasionally one will say super on the bottle and have five or eight. But
right.
a healthy intestinal tract has more than a dozen
right.
Lactobacilli and bifidobacterium and beneficial bacteria.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I get the results I get with this one. It's just cool. a phenomenal item. But I want to continue.
Wait, before you go on, I'm sitting here cracking up because I'm so glad you mentioned your notadoc.org site, because I have something to tell you and you are going to crack up. I just found out today from Dr. Truott that we now have a teledot.com site, and I want you to check that out when you get a chance, teladoc.com. And they have a membership on this site, and you get basically, once you get a membership, you get a medical encounter for $35 for every medical encounter. And they give you access to these white coats sitting someplace in a room emailing you back. Can you imagine this kind of crap? So this is very funny. You've got to check this out. You'll get a big kick out of this.
Well, notadoc@notadoc.org, and note that it's from Dr. Carly and her broadcast. And I'll send, including, normally it's more than $40 to get this, including shipping, and I'll send it for $35. In fact, I'm feeling really generous. $30 for including shipping to anybody who acts before the weekend is up.
That's
I should say before the night is up, but I'll be a little generous there.
Thank you, Chris. Well, that's wonderful to know. And I must say that you are very, very skilled at finding some of the best products in terms of different nutritional lines, because that's very important, folks, in order for you to make sure that the products that you're using are pure. The supplements that Chris sells, many of them are from this company, Innate Response. You can't buy them as a public person. You have to go through a distributor, but they're made from whole food. It's really quite amazing the difference that you get from a supplement made from whole food as opposed to one that's got all kinds of fillers and God only knows what else in there. And especially now that we have pharmaceutical companies buying up supplement companies just so they can tamper with them so they won't have much of a difference, so that you'll say, oh, I might as well go back to the drug. You really need to know who you're buying your supplements from and what they're composed of.
And you really can't get these even from distributors. They're really only through health professionals that these are even available.
Okay.
Well, I want to finish with this autism story because it's just so incredible. And the first of all, I thought, well, the doctor's a blithering idiot because he doesn't know probiotics. But I guess I'll cut him some slack since she said you never heard that term in medical school. But when she said good bacteria, he did then say, oh, so that rang a bell. So I said, okay, well, good for him, because the normal standard operating procedure in modern medicine when a doctor is addressed with something that he doesn't know about is to say, don't take that. It might interact or interfere with your medication.
Right.
So he didn't do that, so I got to give him that much credit.
Wait a minute.
But then
how
she went to leave, she said...
Wait. How could he do that, Chris? I mean, even for a white coat, you're only replacing the good bacteria that was taken away by the antibiotics that he or some other white coat gave. I'm sure he didn't mention anything about that. Did you tell her how the good bacteria were lost? Did she
know that? Well, I'm getting there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just trying to give him some credit, because at least he didn't tell her, don't take it, because, you know, that's standard procedure in medicine. It's just if they don't know about it, then say don't take it.
Right.
But he did come back to that, because when she went to leave, she noted that he said, if there's any change in his response to medications, I'm going to assume that it's because of that probiotic.
Uh-huh.
So he went back to being an idiot again. But the good part of that was the mother then told me, that got me thinking on the way home, and she said, you know what? David's behavior has been much better. The medications that he takes to modify behavior normally start wearing off about midday to early afternoon. Mm-hmm. And she said, since he's been on this probiotic, it's been lasting well into the afternoon and sometimes into the evening. And she never would have thought of that if the doctor hadn't said, well, if there's a change, I'm going to assume it's because of that. Of course, he was speaking negatively.
Of course.
And she then realized there was a change, to which I then informed her, as you just had asked me a moment ago, fortuitously, I let her know. I said, well, one of the primary functions of these beneficial bacteria, friendly flora, is absorption. And she said, oh, well, that explains it then. So just really an amazing response here. And said she had already talked with some in her support group for autism, and that one or two had said, oh, yes, they had found out that probiotics can be helpful, although I'm sure they're not using the superior form. That's why they were just noting it's helpful rather than it's astounding, as she found.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this was just kind of a wrap-up to actually quite a bit of information that's been in the even the mainstream of late.
Well, occasionally they have to print something, some truth, and make it look like they're not totally against, quote-unquote, alternative therapies, because otherwise it would be too obvious that they're totally funded by Big Pharma.
Well, and they've actually been learning about these things, although you know, they're astounded in the reports in the various medical journals about really something that Well, it is astounding, but it's just common knowledge to me over many years. And sadly, even in nutrition, they don't really have a real good handle on this. You know, they tend to just sell acidophilus, which, you know, that's better than nothing, but just
right.
barely.
Right.
And there's so much more that you need. And, well, here I'm looking at this story from just the other day, actually a couple of nights ago, in which the opening line from Reuters News Service says, "A probiotic drink a day may help keep hay fever away." So there's probiotic as the second word in the whole article. So maybe somebody at Reuters needs to tell them that people aren't that smart.
That's garbage. Well, let me just also say, as you just reminded me, there's a bunch of commercials on now about some new kind of yogurt. I think it's called Activa, and there's a famous, movie star that talks about it. I don't remember her name, but anyways, it's on constantly, and it's basically telling people that if they, you know, eat this yogurt, Activa, which has these organisms in it, how much it's going to help your bowel health and all this kind of stuff. So basically, in this case, what they're doing is saying, yes, take this stuff. So they're admitting that these beneficial organisms are good, but they want you to take it in a milk product, you know, yogurt. And we've done shows on this network about milk, the deadly poison. And so even when they're telling you about something that's good, you know, they're combining it with something that's bad.
I love doing broadcasts with you because you always anticipate where I'm going to go.
Okay.
There was a study out of Stanford University. It was just last week at the Digestive Disease Week 2008 meeting in San Diego, in which they, it's kind of funny because they found that a hefty dose of probiotics, the good bacteria, helps those with severe obesity to lose even more weight. And this is the really funny part. The associate professor from Stanford, Dr. John Morton, said they didn't set out to see if probiotics could help the patients shed more weight. They only did this because they thought, well, let's give them some probiotics and, you know, see if it helps them to feel better.
Wow.
And not only did they find better weight loss, but they also specifically noted, because, you know, they talked about yogurt, and the doctor even noted that you're not going to be able to get enough from just eating yogurt. This medical doctor, professor from Stanford, actually said you've got to take supplements of probiotics to get these kind of results. And because he noted you have to take large quantities, which is, again, kind of funny, because he was talking about 2.4 billion, which is a lot compared to a lot that's in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
but that's only about 10% of what my Flora 2014 has.
Wow.
But even more amazing, here's where it talks about yogurt. He said that they should eat yogurt, he was asked about yogurt. He said it probably couldn't hurt, but that's the 2.4 billion is a large amount to get from yogurt. Now, they also noted that the probiotic group, because they split this into two groups, they, you know, gave half of them probiotics. And they noted not only did the probiotic group lose more weight, but they fared better in all categories at the six-month mark. And let me just read off the categories that they checked and found improvement in every single category in those taking probiotics, in which they used more than one. They used a multiple probiotic. Doesn't identify how many more, but they didn't just use acidophilus. And let's see, I've got the list here. It says that they had improvement in quality of life, hydrogen breath tests, vitamin B12 levels, as well as weight. And at 6 months, the probiotic group had lower hydrogen breath tests, lower fasting insulin, lower lipoprotein A, lower triglyceride levels, higher HDL cholesterol levels compared with the placebo group. Everything they tested, every blood, you know, measurement was better in those who took probiotics in this severe obesity case. And so it's pretty interesting. They ended this saying we don't know exactly which probiotic organisms are best and how much to recommend. They are different in the gut flora in different patient types. But, and this is how they ended this article with Reuters, the second largest news service in the world. At the very least, probiotics are safe, Morton said. Quote, there doesn't seem to be any downside to taking them, he added. Now, if
and
we can just
put,
get through
unlike
to
everything
this,
that we do, right?
Now, if we can just get through to the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, because you know they're all upset about the MRSA, you know, antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria, which shows what complete and blithering idiots the people at CDC are, because Japan had an epidemic in the 90s of MRSA, and they defeated it nationally by large quantities, 20 billion and more, of daily usage of probiotics. So they found out how to deal with the problem, and yet in this nation, this year, we've had all kinds of conferences and news reports about we need to find options, we need to come up with something. It's already been done, you dumbheads.
Well, they're not dumb, Chris. You know very well they're totally controlled by Big Pharma, and they have no intention of coming up with solutions because they're thinning the herd. But, of course, none of these articles, I'm sure, in these mainstream media sources mention the reason that there's such a global deficiency of probiotic organisms. They're not talking about the antibiotics causing the problem, right?
Occasionally it gets mentioned briefly, but generally speaking, no, they avoid that. But here's just the other day, again, this is Reuters, and just a couple of days ago, a quote about probiotics. They are key to digestion, immune system function, and possibly play other beneficial roles. They can also outcompete bad bacteria that may cause disease. How's that for a mouthful from the mainstream media?
That's very enlightening. Of course, with everything else they're doing, you know, that's just a small little thing to help people while they're telling you to do all these things that are basically killing you. But it is a little bit of light in the darkness, so that's good news.
Well, it's probably not very many people besides myself that have even noted the significance of all of these things that they're reporting. And there's probably not too many more than myself that even notice these stories at all. So they're kind of safe. Every once in a while, they actually put some decent or even excellent information out. But it doesn't get trumpeted. You didn't happen to hear this on the television news, did you, or the radio highlights or CNN? They'll drop it into the news wire, but it won't get picked up and covered by any predominant sources.
No, the fact that they're developing a vaccine for brain tumors, that's much more important. Oh, my God. And I just want to also mention that just today in the paper, Charlotte Observer on page 8A, there was a little quip about how President Bush's health chief, Tommy Thompson, is now formed his own private company, and his private company has won an $11 million contract from the CDC to treat some of those same workers who were damaged in 9/11 by all the toxins that were released when they brought the buildings down with their inside job. So isn't it amazing, I mean, how these minions move from government to their own private things, and then they're funded by governmental agencies. I mean, what a waste. $11 million, they're going to treat some of those workers. I don't know if you heard about that one.
No, I didn't hear about that one. I've heard of Tommy Thompson involved in some other nefarious activities, but I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard his latest nefarious activity.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Anyway,
well, it is amazing, and you know, talking about a vaccine for brain cancer. You know, the primary reason for brain cancer, other than the vaccines, which of course is a foundation, is a lack of selenium. And, you know, brain tumors are particularly responsive to coenzyme Q10, which is produced by the body from selenium, unless you're taking statin drugs, because the mechanism by which statin drugs artificially interfere with the cholesterol process happens to also interfere with selenium's production of coenzyme Q10. So those taking statin drugs can't produce coenzyme Q10, even if they had selenium. And, of course, most people don't have selenium. But if they happen to take selenium while they're taking statin drugs, because they at least have that much sense, the fact that they're duped into taking statin drugs negates any possibility of coenzyme Q10 being produced to protect the brain from cancer, because brain tumors are particularly responsive to coenzyme Q10, whereas most cancers are very responsive to selenium by itself, and then, of course, selenium also helps produce coenzyme Q10, so they kind of form a partnership. So we have all kinds of excellent research and availability to deal with preventing or even treating brain cancer.
And I just
but they're not going to talk about those things.
Right, and it's always the big picture, because what people have to realize, you have to figure out, why did you get the cancer? Immune system corruption by vaccines, cell phones, you know, these high towers that are emitting all kinds of magnetic influences and such. But, you know, I had to kind of laugh, God forgive me, with this whole Teddy Kennedy getting brain cancer thing, and him going to Duke University to have part of his brain chopped out. I guess they're ready to lose him, you know. It's because, you know, these minions at the high levels know exactly the kind of things that we know. So they must have decided, you know, not to share with him what he could do to actually heal himself. And they're going to let him now go down the chemo radiation route. We'll see how long he sticks around.
Well, they have to keep up appearances for the sheeple. You know, it's again, it's amazing that, you know, the Rockefellers in general, you know, pretty much all of them, almost all of them, succumb to cancer in particular at fairly young ages, and they go through all the various chemotherapy and radiation treatments. So they didn't learn from the one that they got their money from, because the senior John D. Rockefeller didn't take medical treatments. He's the one that propagated them and got that to be the foundation of American sick care system so he could make money off of it. But he had two personal physicians, and neither one of them were medical doctors. He didn't utilize medical treatments.
Yeah, one of them was a homeopath, I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, homeopath and naturopath. So he knew, and apparently his entire family has forgotten what the source of their funds, that he didn't practice what he preached. They all practice what he preached, and they all succumb, the vast majority of them, to cancer at relatively young ages, undergoing all the normal medical treatments that old John D. Didn't have for himself.
Well, that's called universal justice. You know, what goes around comes around. Here's a little bit of your snake oil. I had done a show with True Ott. He gave the whole history of snake oil, and actually Doc Rockefeller was where that whole snake oil thing originated. He developed an elixir made out of petroleum and some kind of an alcohol product. And it's so funny how now they've twisted that around. You know, they call people like us snake oil salesmen, and Doc Rockefeller was the original one, and he truly had snake oil. We have a caller on the line? I think we have a caller on the line. Are you there, caller?
Hey, it's Richard from Massachusetts.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I don't know where to start here. Briefly, you mentioned selenium. And selenium is a metal, and it has problems all by itself. I had, if you could take too much of it, I have a study from a guy up at Utah State who discovered that there was a huge amount of selenium around Utah Lake in Utah. And there's a cancer outbreak, or cluster cancer in, I think it's Brigham, it's not Brigham City, it's Provo.
Mm-hmm.
And he related the problem to the selenium, and he found it all in field mice.
Well, wait, let me comment on that. First of all, and let me ask Chris this, because he's really an expert on this, is not there different forms of selenium? And also, I know that they constantly put disinformation in the media because they want people to think that something's bad for them, and they're going to tell them the thing that could actually help them is going to give them the very problem that, you know, they're trying to prevent. So could you address that, Chris, before Richard goes on?
Thank you, Dr. Carley, because Richard has a lot of homework to do. Selenium as a cause for cancer is one of the greatest frauds of modern medicine. They've been at it since the 19-teens. If you utilize a non-food form of selenium, you reach toxicity easier, but it's still very difficult to reach toxicity in that manner. There are some areas in South Dakota, in China, some isolated areas that have exceedingly high selenium levels. Loco weed, for instance, that causes problems in wildlife and in cattle, is very high in selenium. So if you get a really tremendous amount, and we're talking amounts that are, exceedingly high amounts, it can cause some problems, but that is a rarity. What is much more common is cancer, which the vast majority of all cancer, besides skin cancer, is due to a gross selenium deficiency. So this is one of the hugest and most irresponsible frauds of medicine, is these little stories they leak out from time to time that, ooh, be careful of selenium because it might hurt you. The worst
and I just
case
wanna,
of...
Wait, let me just comment, Chris, and I just want to also comment that I know how medical research operates, and I'm sure that these animals were exposed to all kinds of other toxins as well. They just didn't test for them. And,
well, the classic example was in the 1940s when selenium was actually beginning to be looked at because it was found to be very effective and documented as anti-cancerous in the 19-teens, 1920s, 1930s in medical journals for breast cancer and a variety of others. So there was a study on mice and rats in which they found liver tumors formed, and what they were studying was a pesticide. And, by the way, these tumors were predominantly benign. So there was very little cancer even involved in this particular study. And it was a pesticide they were studying.
Mm-hmm.
So the result that they reported from this study in the 40s, selenium, by the way, a non-food form of selenium, was one of the many ingredients in this pesticide. And it actually was a very insignificant amount that was in there. But they just picked out selenium in the pesticide and randomly said, oh, it must be this selenium that's causing the problem. And that is the source, the original source of all selenium causes cancer stories. Great irony was that about 15 years later, selenium was actually discovered by the U.S. government at the National Institutes of Health to not only not be poisonous, but to be classified as an essential nutrient for life. That means you can't live without it. And the place they found its essentiality was in the liver that they previously identified falsely that selenium caused cancer in these rats when it wasn't selenium. It was a pesticide with all kinds of chemicals. And by the way, it was primarily benign tumors that were caused even in that instance. And it had nothing to do with selenium. They just randomly picked it out specifically because selenium was beginning to snowball in the early 40s from the documentation from the 19-teens, 20s, and 30s in medical journals for its effectiveness against cancer.
And wait, I have to comment on that, Chris, because this is a very important thing I want all the listeners to know. Most of the medical research done today is a total fraud, and I know because I was there and I did it. And when I was a surgical resident, I had to do research because I was going to be a pediatric surgeon. It's very competitive, and you have to have all these research experiences on your resume and such. And I still have letters that my mentor wrote me where if our experiment was not going the way he wanted it to go, he wanted me to change the hypothesis and all kinds of stuff. Our surgical chairman was forced out of the institution, Bernard Jaffe, from State University of New York at Downstate because he was committing research fraud. So research fraud is legion, and that's why you always have to ask yourself what is the motivation behind them, you know, publishing these articles. Chris is a historian, and he goes back in time. Back in the early 1900s, that's when true research was done, in my opinion. The medical mafia had not been totally instilled in all these different institutions, and they did actually, you know, tell the truth about many things. And another one is about chromium, and we only have like 5 minutes left, but I suggest you listen to some of the archives of my shows with Chris Richard. He really does know what he's talking about, how they've, you know, changed chromium and made chromium picolinate and done all these kinds of crazy things because they're trying to get people to take the wrong form. But I know Richard had some other comment to make. Let me just ask Chris if you could just tell the listeners what you would do if you were they in terms of dosage so they don't take, quote-unquote, too much.
Nobody should take less than 200 micrograms of a whole food selenium every day. Nobody.
Okay.
And if they have cancer as an issue or thyroid issues, they shouldn't take less than 400 micrograms daily, and they should make sure that it is a 100% whole food grown variety.
Exactly.
The research data supports strongly 100% that if you have cancer, 400 micrograms daily is just playing around. Documentation shows 900 micrograms to be the minimum amount that shows any significant response to cancer. And has been up to 2,000 micrograms daily documented in St. Louis at the Veterans Administration Hospital studies from 1979 to 1983.
Okay.
And again, that was with a whole food form of selenium.
Okay. Did you want to say something else, Richard? Because we have another caller on the line also.
Yes. Monday there was a lawsuit about advocacy groups challenged the FDA about the use of mercury in amalgams, and the plaintiffs won.
What does the Fatal Drug Administration have to say about that?
Well, they're going to change their website and advise everybody not to put amalgams in pregnant women and young children and, you know, compromised people. And they're going to change the rules in 2009. But now if you go into a dentist and he puts mercury amalgam in it, there's a lawsuit coming right there.
That's malpractice. Well, this is very good news. I actually know a dentist by the name of Larry Haynes, who they took away his license to practice dentistry because he was doing seminars on the dangers of mercury amalgams and fluoride.
Well, in truth, the FDA is doing very little. They have agreed as part of a settlement to post things some that mercury may be of harm to some people. That's as far as their admission goes, and don't look for them to be propagating that and promoting it to any extent.
They should be
That's the camel's nose in the tent.
Right, because what they should be doing is taking out huge full-page advertisements in every newspaper in the country and saying, you know, just out. And isn't it disgusting how they had to have a lawsuit finally be forced to tell the truth about mercury? And I encourage all the listeners to go on drcarly.com and click on my federal court, my critique of the question about the autism case, because mercury does not cause autism, but there's an excellent YouTube video in there from the University of Calgary, which actually shows what happens when you drop a few drops of mercury onto a brain neuron. The neuron shrivels up and dies. And mercury and aluminum are, in fact, the cause of Alzheimer's. And I just want to mention that Richard's going to be a guest on my show on both networks next week. He's got a lot of important information in regards to this because he was actually in the airline industry, and mercury was not allowed to be on planes because it's so toxic when it interacts with aluminum. So we're finding all kinds of people coming together with their various expertise, and we are going to bring these minions down. I am very convinced of that. Okay, we only have 2 minutes left. I just want to see, there's another caller on the line. Thank you for calling, Richard. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, who's this?
Lori.
Okay, go ahead.
My question is, I was just recently diagnosed, this might be a little off topic, with HLA-327 gene disorder.
Yeah.
I'm getting all the autoimmune diseases and reactive arthritis, and I just am curious, after listening to your show, what you have to say on that, because I would love to treat, I mean, Basically, it's an autoimmune disease.
Okay, we only have like 1 minute left, so let me just tell you this. What you need to do is call me off the air, 828-294-0662. I spend a lot of time with people and discuss things with the phone. You are vaccine damaged.
Okay.
Period. Okay, that's what that's what is caused by. The genetic defects are caused by the vaccinations, as is the autoimmune process. And the good news is that my protocol can reverse it. So I'm very glad you were listening to the show because you're learning some important information. Okay, Chris, we only have 30 seconds left. It's amazing. I could do shows with you for days. We should do, like, grand seminars for a whole weekend or something. But just in the closing minutes, please give out your website again and your contact information.
www.notadoc.org. Send an email to notadoc@notadoc.org if you want that probiotic at a greatly reduced price, and it's better than anything on the market.
And I totally suggest you go to notadoc.org instead of teledoc.com. You got to check out that website, Chris. You are going to love it.
Okay,
thank you so much, Chris, for being on the show. Chris is my guest the first week of every month on both networks from now on, so stay tuned. He does have a wealth of information. And please keep staying tuned every week to What's Ailing America, where we will answer that question with a different response every week. Unfortunately, we will never run out of answers. But the good news is the people are waking up. So thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate your input, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Dr. Carley.
Okay, talk to you soon. Good night, everybody.